What a joy to be able to be together. And we thank the Lord for our sisters singing and being in the good of it. We can see the joy on their faces. We can see the Spirit moving within their bodies. Their voices singing for the glory of God. It's a wonderful thing to know that this troubled world is not our final home. What a joy to know today that we can come together to worship the Lord Himself. And we can sing of the fact in that song they have expressed that what rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise. And then what glory it will be when we shall see Jesus. He will fill all our visions. Thank you, dear sisters, for singing for the glory of God and the blessings of everyone here and all those who are listening. Just want to read for you a few verses. And in the book of Leviticus, that's in the Old Testament, and for brevity of time, I'll just read a couple of verses, verse 9, and then I'll give you the context when I'm presenting. Leviticus 25, reading from verse 9. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the day of atonement. Shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. And ye shall return every man unto his possession. And ye shall return every man unto his family. And we will state it for now. The other passages we will be reading. Let's just pray. Father, we are so thankful to you for the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this time together. We ask now that the Holy Spirit, who has already spoken to our hearts and the songs, we ask that he would speak to every heart from your word through this weak vessel. And that you would get all the glory, the praise, and the honor. And that your people would be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen. In times like these, many people are troubled. They're troubled about their own health issues, personal health issues. They're troubled about their families. They're troubled about their children, their grandchildren. They're troubled about their marriages. They're troubled about their finance. They're troubled about their future. And in light of what has just transpired, they are very troubled about the escalation of anger, even causing death. But the message God has for us today is a simple message. Be not troubled. There is joy before us. Do not be troubled. There is joy before us. And so, as I was thinking of this passage and thinking of things, I want you first to recognize how great our God is. For the children of Israel, God had brought them out of bondage out of Egypt. He had brought them out of slavery. He had divided the Red Sea. He had parted the Jordan River. Our God is an awesome God. And he can do what no one else can do. And so when I look at it, the situation before us, I want you to lift your eyes from the clan of the KKK, two Ks, KK, and put your eyes on Christ, the King of Kings. Amen. And when we put our eyes on the King of Kings, the Christ who is the King of Kings, the Holy Spirit this morning spoke to my heart. I was touched when our brother Pearson read those words. He reminded us this morning of how Isaiah, once an earthly king, had filled his vision. But then there came a time when he died and he was put out of sight. And then the heavenly king filled his vision. And he said these words, "Mine eyes have seen the King." Glory to God. I desire today that you wouldn't just see the clan of KK, but you'll see the Christ who is the King of Kings. And as a result, all of us being together in the family of God as children of King, His love will be shed abroad in our hearts. That's why we sang, it's a sweet, sweet spirit. And the love flows, because in Romans chapter 5 and verse 5 says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, so that we would not be facing anger, we would be overflowing with love and with a compassionate heart for those who are in need. And so we want you to see that, as the sisters have sung, Heaven's Jubilee. I want to tell you, there was a jubilee. There was a jubilee for the children of Israel. And you know, before that, the children of Israel, they were in bondage. But in chapter 25, I want you to know that in verse 4, it said, the Sabbath of rest unto the land. And it said, "In the Lord had brought them into the land." So I want you to know this, that the Lord Jesus, our God, He is the owner of all the land. He is the owner, beloved, not only of the property, but He's the owner of the people. Glory to God. Do you know that our God, that He carries us on His shoulders, that strength, brothers and sisters? Do you know He carries us in our heart? Our names are written on His heart. That is love beyond measure. Do you know He holds us in His hands and no power can pluck us out? Glory to God. We are safe. We are satisfied. We are secure today. We have a God who is not against us, but a God who is for us. And so He said in Romans 8:31, since God is for us, who can be against us? The world and Satan might be against us, but the power for us is greater than the power against us. God is for us today. And we need not fear. We need not dread. There is joy ahead. Glory to God. We're going to see that. In this message today, I want us to look at number one, the proclamation of liberty. Do you know Jubilee means the sounding of the horn, the ram's horn? But it means the proclaiming of liberty. And I thank God today that no one here has to remain in bondage. Every bondage can be broken today. Every barrier can be turned into a bridge. Every burden can be shattered and turned into blessings. Our God is about to do great things for you. Don't give up. Don't give in to the enemy. Give over to the Lord Jesus. Let Him have His way. And so the children of Israel, they were there. And God said to them, you know what? I want you to remember the Sabbath, to have a rest. But thank God, brothers and sisters, this was only temporary rest, physical rest. But I want you to know our eyes are not on the Sabbath. Our eyes are on the Savior who said, come unto me. Come unto me, Matthew 11:27. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. Ladies and gentlemen, we need physical rest, but I want to tell you we need far greater spiritual rest. Rest from the burden of sin. Rest from the guilt of despair. And so they were gathered, and then they were poor people, and so they were enslaved. They sometimes had to give up themselves to work as servants. They had to sell themselves, their property. They had to surrender. But thank God, after 6 years, they would be looking forward, not just at their bondage, but they'd be looking forward to Jubilee, the 70th, the 49th year, the 50th year. Amen? They'd be looking forward to Jubilee. What happens in Jubilee? It says here, they shall proclaim. In verse that we read, 25, it says, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Glory to God. I want you to know, every believer who has trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, you can have liberty today. You are set free. My Bible tells me in John 8:36, it says in John 8:32, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. But in John 8:36, it says, whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan wants to hold you in bondage. He entices you in sin and then he enslaves you. But I want to tell you, Jesus has come to set you free. And so there is liberty, brothers and sisters. Whomsoever the Son set free is free indeed. And we this morning, we are free from the penalty of sin. We are free from the bondage of the enemy. He may attack us, but he cannot destroy us. Oh, we thank God that there's one for us today. And not only liberty, Paul said, you know, in Galatians 5 and verse 1, he said, for the Christian, you know, you can lose that liberty by allowing the enemy to come in. But I want to tell you, he told them in Galatians 5 verse 1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He was saying, don't go back to the law. Don't mix law and grace. By grace, he has set you free. Stand fast in that liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Our eyes are not on the law. Our eyes are on the Lord, the one who has set us free. And so, he said, not only a time when they will be set free, you know, in Jubilee, but he said unto them, you know what? It's going to be not only, see, Jubilee is not only the release of the people. That's wonderful to be released from the bondage. But it is the restoration even of their property. Isn't that nice? But more so is the restoration of their family. He said their children would be brought back. The family would be brought back together. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know today, it doesn't matter where your children might be or your grandchildren. It doesn't matter what conditions. It doesn't matter how far. I want you to know God can bring them back. He has power to bring them back. And so they were looking forward to the Jubilee. Oh, don't be troubled. There is joy ahead. So when they were troubled about these many factors of the time before Jubilee, when they had to work as slaves, when their property was taken, when their families were there, enslaved, there was joy when Jubilee came. There was a great restoration. Now I want to look in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, so that's the proclamation of liberty. So that you do not be afraid. Be not afraid. There is the proclamation of liberty. Now in John 14, be not afraid. There is the prescription. Hallelujah for liberty. John 14. John chapter 14. The gospel according to John. New Testament. John chapter 14. And verse 1, John chapter 14, and verse 1. Okay, read as follows. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This is the prescription, brothers and sisters, for overcoming a troubled heart. A troubled heart is overcome by four factors. One is to believe, that is to trust in God. Trust in the Lord Jesus, but trust also in God. Jesus is very God and very man. There are many people who believe in God, but they do not believe in Jesus. But Jesus is saying that he is God and he is the way to the Father's heart. He is the way to the Father's house. He is the way, ladies and gentlemen, to heaven. He's the only way. He said, I want you, number one, to believe, to trust, to put your faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But faith is more than that for the Christian. Faith is believing God in spite of the appearance. When everything seems to be falling apart, you still believe God. Amen? And faith is not only believing God based on appearance or in spite of appearance. Faith is obeying God in spite of the consequences. It is saying, God, I'm going to trust you. Whatever happens, my faith is anchored in you. And therefore, I am not going to be troubled. I am going to triumph in you by believing you. Are you believing in the Lord today? Are you troubled? That's number one. So the Lord Jesus, he told them, don't let your heart be troubled. And by the way, in this context, if there was anyone whose heart ought to be troubled, it ought to be the Lord Jesus. In chapter 13, why he told them that? In chapter 13, he revealed the heart of Judas. And he told Judas, you are going to betray me. In chapter 13, just the chapter before this, he told Peter, Peter, you are going to deny me. Oh, what a weight of guilt they were carrying. What a weight. The failure, brothers and sisters, that these two experienced. But I want you to know today, your failure is never final. God is faithful to forgive. And even in your failure, he is there for you. And so instead of the Lord Jesus condemning them, he comforted them. Oh, what a person for us. What a blessed thing. You know, I tell you, it is wonderful. So he said, let not your heart be troubled. Now in verse 27, he said, I want you to know, when you're troubled, you can have my peace. My peace that passes understanding. So in John 14, 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, this is Shalom. This is Jesus speaking. This is Yeshua. And he is the Prince of Peace. Brothers and sisters, when the storms are raging, I want you to know he is on board. The ship will not sink. The storm will not last. And you are going to be safe on the other side. When Jesus is with you. He said, my peace. Not a peace treaty. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many peace treaties. But they do not stand. They do not hold. They do not bring peace to the person. But there is a peace that passes understanding. It is the peace that is given by the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ himself. And this is why a Christian, you can live without worrying. You can win over worry today. Did you know that? Yes, hallelujah. You know what he says in Philippians 4 and verse 6 and 7? You know, remember how Paul was writing there? And the people were worried even about Paul. He was in prison, in chains, facing death. But Paul said unto them, be anxious, it means don't worry. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God. And the peace of God. Brothers and sisters, when you're struggling, when you're down to nothing, he's up to something for you. And he's saying a peace that will garrison, will keep your heart and mind to Christ Jesus. You know, that's why, you know how you don't worry about nothing? You worry about nothing by praying about everything. And then you pray about everything and be thankful in all things that you have one who is greater than your circumstances. And you allow his peace to flood your heart. If you don't know Jesus Christ or you've just trusted him, you can have that peace. You know why? Because in Romans chapter 5 verse 1, it said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful peace, flooding my soul. Peace like a river, brothers. And so, number one is to put your faith. Don't be troubled. Put your faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus. Number two is to know that you have peace that he has given you. And now in John chapter 15, John chapter 15 and verse 9, he says, as the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. He's saying, don't be troubled. Number one, you put your faith. You believe in God. Number two, experience my peace that I give to you. And number three, I want you to feel Oh, we don't like to put things on feelings. But thank God, faith leads to feeling. Do you know that? Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that faith leads to healing? Yes. You go and you call up the woman with the issue of blood. She had faith. She had faith to come. And afterwards, she felt in her body. Glory to God. I want you to know, when you anchor your faith in Jesus Christ, you are going to experience the feeling of his love that passes understanding. And so he says, what a love. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no love like the love of God for you. There is no love to be compared. This is a love without beginning. And this is a love without end. He says, as my Father loved me. When did he love him? All the way back into eternity. When did he stop loving? He'll never stop loving him. That's his love for you. He loves you without beginning. He loves you without ending. Hallelujah. I like to put it this way. It's, you know, he loves you. There is no top to it. And there's no bottom to it. Glory to God. If you look at a big can, you look at the world, it's so high. No top to his love and no bottom to it. That's his love for us. I want you to know the world doesn't like you. I want you to know Satan doesn't like you. But I want you to know there's one who loves you. And he loves you as you are. And he loves you so much that he doesn't want to leave you as you are. He wants you not to be comfortable, but to be conformable to the image of his son. Glory to God. Oh, beloved brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is saying, I don't want you to just be comfortable in yourself. I want you to be conformable to the image of his son. Now, the fourth one, he's saying, don't be troubled. There is joy ahead because there is peace. Number two. Number three, there is love. But look at John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Glory to God. Do you know the Christian might have tears? The Christian may have trials. The Christian may go through difficulties. But I want to tell you, deep down inside, there is joy. There is joy, brothers and sisters. Jesus' joy was not in this world. His joy was in his Father. And then his joy was looking at the future when you and I will be gathered around him as his beautiful bride. Oh, there is joy. You know, do you really want intimate joy? Do you really want joy to be part of your life? It is not just how they say Jesus, others, and yourself. That's good. That's not bad. But that's not how you have it, brothers and sisters. Real joy, J-O-Y, it is J for Jesus, O means zero, and Y, you. It means Jesus and you and nothing between. Hallelujah. There is you and Jesus and nothing between. Then you have joy. When we spend time in secret communion, we will be able to stand in courage before the people of the world. Whatever the challenges might be, brothers and sisters, we will know we are one family. We, this morning, don't have to be troubled. There's joy. We've got to go on quickly. 1 Thessalonians. So that's the prescription. We look at the proclamation of Jubilee, the proclamation of liberty for us, so that we don't worry. We look at the prescription Jesus has given, and now we want to look at the prospect. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Thank God for all our brothers and sisters here. What a family. We are one family. The family of God. And we will not allow anything or anyone to come in to divide us or to diminish our love for each other. We must love one another fervently with a pure heart and value the presence of each other, knowing that we are in the same family. We belong to the same building. We are the same bride. And we have the same bridegroom. And we are all heading to the Father's house. What a joy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The prospect. Verse 16. For the Lord himself Did you get 1 Thessalonians 4? This? Okay.